Theatre, cinema, museums, heritage. A View on Access. Showcasing what venues have to offer. With Tim Calvert.
Welcome to A View on Access, a regular showcase into how theatre, arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. An insight into the venue and content on offer. This time round, I shine a light on one of the great new shows from Cirque du Soleil, which is on at the Royal Albert Hall until March the 5th, 2023. Curious, Cabinet of Curiosities. Every now and again, it's important to showcase a production that doesn't have an audio introduction, description or touch tour, but is epic in its detail and visual scope, in order to illustrate some of the aspects of the production. If you feel that there should be an audio description, then please do contact the venue and ask for one. Only by speaking up and having a voice will bring about change. Cirque du Soleil, meaning Circus of the Sun, is a Canadian entertainment company and the largest contemporary circus in the world, which was founded in 1984 and has delivered breathtaking shows all over the world ever since, and returns to the Royal Albert Hall on a regular basis, hosting some awe-inspiring circus-style productions. Curious began its life on tour in other parts of the world in April 2014. Created and directed by Michael Laprise, it delves into a late 19th century world inventor who creates a machine that defies the law of time, space and dimension as he reinvents everything around him with steampunk elements. He is joined by characters from another dimension that interact with him. It is very difficult to describe what a feast for the eyes Curios is. This lavish production design full of layer after layer of intricate detail. As I took my seat at the prestigious Royal Albert Hall, it had been transformed into a magical world set in the round, with the main performance area where people would normally stand or sit. The centre platform is mostly kept clear with swing sets, props and apparatus like a large trampoline-esque net which are brought on when needed. On either side are globe-like spheres and at the back is the band and a large curtain that is drawn to allow performers and set pieces to enter. The introduction from the program sums up the ambience and atmosphere. It is a most incredible time. A time of wonder and possibility, full of astonishing inventions, mind-boggling feats, and world-changing discoveries. A time of steam locomotives hurtling through underground tunnels, flying machines gliding on air, iron towers reaching to the sky. It is a time when creative collisions between art and science have become matter of course. Minds have been opened, and people ponder in awe the endless possibilities. No longer certain what is real and what is not, it is a time when synchronicity and coincidence can no longer be dismissed. With a simple shrug, it is a time of awakening. Welcome inside the Seeker's Curio Cabinet. The clock shows 11:11. We are in a future past. Thomas Edison meets Jules Verne retro future. We are now or never. Text ends. We meet an array of colourful characters, all with unique styles and distinctive costumes. The Seeker, who we first meet, is a short, stocky man in his 50s, wearing a smart suit and a long white lab coat, with a grey quiff sticking out of his dark, curly hair at the top. He sits on a tall, oversized chair that glides in and out. Other distinctive characters we meet are Winch and Plunger, who are the Seeker's assistants. They are robotic-style characters that are built from metal scraps and recycled parts. Mr. Microcosmos is in a light brown suit and matching hat with puppet-esque caricature face that looks like it's been painted on, and he is the leader of the group. During the course of the performance, we are witness to a collection of spectacular scenes, starting with synchronized chaos that unleashes a frenzy of acrobats, percussion and dance. This is followed by the Russian cradle duo that emerge from a musical box and perform together 4 meters from the ground. Third up, we have a performer is on a bicycle, which is suspended mid-air, performing a series of stunts. Invisible Circus, an oddball ringmaster, directs a miniature circus that dazzles us beyond belief. were then entertained by Contortion as four artists in gold and blue swirly leotards merged together in a range of awe-inspiring positions. The penultimate act in part one is Upside Down World, where dinner guests compete against each other in a sublime chair balancing act, and going into the interval is Roller Bowler, a superb balancing act on a swinging platform. After the interval, a much stronger and entertaining part two kicks off with Acronet, set underwater and taking place on a huge net, with seven performers bouncing and rebounding, propelling their teammates to the very top. This is followed by Continent of Doubles, as two very good-looking male Siamese twins are separated at last in a spectacle of breathtaking acrobatics. The Master of Time then performs an amazing feat with some yo-yos, and we move on to Hand Theatre, a bizarre affair as an artist uses his hand to create puppet theatre projected onto a screen, ending with the finale, which is Bang Queen, as a group of performers bring to life a spectacular sequence of synchronized acrobatics. Curious from Cirque du Soleil is most definitely one of their stronger offerings, where the first-class production design often outshines the expectation of the acts. It is also complemented with a soundtrack consisting of instrumental choral and song that is heavily influenced in styles by folk, jazz, and blues. Curious runs at the Royal Albert Hall till the 5th of March 2023. To book tickets, you can visit royalalberthall.com to find out what is coming up next, or by calling 020 7589 8212. The Royal Albert Hall are committed to making the venue and your visit as accessible as they possibly can, and will help and assist in whatever way they can to achieve this. So if you have any specific access requirements, please contact them. Also, feedback any issues you may encounter, you can call the access line on 020 7070 4410, or you can email accessbooking@royalalberthall.com. Accessible toilets can be found by door 4, 8 and 12, and step-free disabled access in the box office is accessible via door 12. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, for the Audio Description Association, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit aviewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email aviewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
If you have any thoughts you'd like to share about a recent Audio Describe performance, please contact him by emailing aviewonaccess@gmail.com. A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.